بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأشعار الشيخ أبو لدى الشاه حكيم محمد اختصر صبر الله وقدره رومي وقت حضر کا کلام ہے. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں, اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, اور کسی کا نہیں. کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دول, کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دول. بہ الفت کا کو
ایبی ساحل نہیں بحر الفت کا کو ایبی ساحل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. This beautiful poem with great advices of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And all this we have learned from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Azman Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali. So Hazrat, this beautiful poem with great advices and so beautifully rendered by Baye Jaz, Hazrat titled this poem ye Ah Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. Ah is that a deep sigh that a person says, ah, how sad it is. And thus the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala will know that how sad it is that you see a person jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person has got a heart, but that heart is void of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sorrow of the love of Allah, that is to stay away from sin, it gives a person pain. But in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is enjoyable. And that is a real valuable heart. Hazrat says, if that heart, you can't carry the sorrow of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is not called the heart. As Hazrat explains, that do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person won't get, and he won't even know, he won't get a taste of the enjoyment of both the worlds. Forget the year after this world also. A person might be going to clubs, entertainment, etc., but he's got no idea what is enjoyment. There he's getting misery, there he's getting depression, etc. So that heart, Hazrat says, how sad it is, what a great exclamation, that how sad that heart who doesn't carry the sorrow of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't get the enjoyment of both the worlds. Forget the year after this world also he won't enjoy. And a person who's got this enjoyment and then he realizes, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. That oh Allah, if you look at us favorably, you love us, that is Allah Ta'ala allows us to do any good deeds, any good work, Allah allows us to come to the masjid to perform salah, then what can be said of these honorable majalis of the Ahlullah? This is only and solely the karam, the favor, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's no person's any ability, it's not from our side any intelligence, our effort, nothing. It is solely and only the kindness and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Hazrat reminds us that a person, the more you carry the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain of the love of Allah, you will realize I am worth absolutely nothing. So, warna ham chahane ke to qabil hi nahi. Wallah, where are we being worth, being looked at favorably, or being liked by anybody? Forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. We're not being worth being liked by anybody in this world. But wallah, it is your kindness. As a poet says, ye qadam utte nahi utaye jaati. Hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. That our feet, we didn't lift it on our own. It has been lifted. Allah gave us tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. And this is only and solely the fadl, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where we'll get all this reality, sohbati ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. The dead person who didn't get the sohbat, the company, that is open-heartedly, you came in the company of the Ahlullah, and particularly your Shaykh, with the intention of your Islah, how our reformation can take place, and the love of Allah can penetrate our hearts. That person who thought, ah, it's not necessary, what do I need the company of the pious servants? I am performing my namaz, I am doing my ibadat, etc. Then Hazrat says, in reality, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That person don't know what is true sorrow and to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have a proper heart. He might be involved in work of deen also. He might be giving big bayans also. But if he haven't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still haven't got the reality of what is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to gain this great sorrow of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our Hazrat. Then Hazrat explains, when you got this love of Allah, then you see wherever you go, jis jagah aapka kurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. Then wherever a person goes who's got this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes to any gathering, even it might be, Hazrat explained, a deeni gathering, but you're not getting the closeness of Allah, you're not getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. It might be a station of deen. You might be getting reward, but you don't get the closeness of Allah. This is what the friends of Allah Ta'ala look for, the love of Allah. Then it might be a station, but that's not my station. My station is where I sit with, like birds of the feather flock together. Where you get the love of Allah, that majlis you just enjoy, and your heart just opens up. Then further, Hazrat reminds us, even worse, غَيْرِ حَقْ سَي لَغَاتَا هَي جُو أَبْنَا دِلْ تَيْرِ عُلْفَتْ كَي غَمْ كَا وَ حَامِلْ نَهِي. That person who connects his heart to anything or anybody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that person doesn't have, is not carrying the sorrow of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. He doesn't have an inkling of what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he is connecting his heart to anything else besides Allah. So Allah ta'ala save us that our hearts become purified and we only get the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the person, when he's got this connection of Allah, then all the time he's talking to Allah. And in his tahajjud also, at that time of du'as, he's talking to Allah. He says, Aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, I'm only yours, oh Allah. I only want to be yours. Oh Allah, make me yours and you become mine, oh Allah. And my object and purpose of life, of coming to majlis, of doing any work of deen, there's no layla, no idol in my life. No other objective, no ulterior motive, no mahmil also. Like in the early days, they used to put on the camels, they used to put like a canopy. The ladies used to sit inside this canopy, so it was be like a high place. So a person got no ulterior motive of name or fame or want any show in his life or anything. Only you, O Allah. I only want you, O Allah. Allah give me first of all this reality that we should understand and realize that only Allah must be our object. Our only Allah Ta'ala must be our main purpose of life. Maqsoode man tu wa ragai tu. That our object and purpose of life should be Allah Rabbul and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this we should be begging Allah ta'ala for the love of Allah and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says in his final couplet so beautifully, when a person has got this reality, then he can't keep quiet. He just wants to announce it in the whole world. And in what a way, keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal, behre ulfat ka boy koi bhi sahil nahi. Hazrat is saying that Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is announcing this Babange Duhal. Hazrat explains and taught us very beautifully that Bang is a person, like in the early days, the Muazzin used to call him a Bangi Sahib. After that they took it as a derogatory term, but actually what it meant in the early days, there were no mic system. The Muazzin should go in the Minara on the height, the top place, and with the top of his voice, scream out the Azan. And this is how it should be given. So Hazrat is saying that we are at the top of my voice, I'm screaming out, and the drums are also beating. That listen to this lesson carefully and listen to this, that person who's got the ocean of the love of Allah, then there's no short to that. That you just want more. Ye aise bimari hai, jo dawa ki bimari barhti gayi. As you got this, the sickness of the love of Allah in the company of the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you just enjoy more and more to come to the majlis, that we get more and more of the love of Allah which is unending. Allah ta'ala give us this reality.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Just a little bit further explanation. کہ غیر جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو, that place where a person doesn't get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. As mashallah Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib explained, whether it is all clubs, music, entertainment, all these things. But it also today, very sadly, even in our dini environment, especially jalsas which are taking place now, and they are more for entertainment. So though they are in the name of deen, and we must, everything we must think of that. Even if we are coming here to the majlis just for entertainment, then though it is, we are as though we are going for some deeny thing. But if we aren't getting the pleasure of Allah, even if a person is coming for namaz, for example, but he's coming for namaz to meet the people, he's not coming to meet Allah. He's coming to the masjid, all five namazes also, but his object is there to meet people and not to meet Allah Ta'ala. So all those places, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, all those places where we are not getting connection with you, where the dunya's things that everyone understands, there is no connection with Allah Ta'ala. But today a serious condition has come that even in our dini matters, a person is not being connected with Allah Ta'ala. Then the next line also is very similar. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, whichever place where a person is not getting the closeness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So it can be even a bayan, but in that bayan you might get knowledge of deen. Lot of quotations, etc., lot of explanations, but that fear of Allah, of staying away from sin, of maut, of what's going to happen in the qabr, etc. And this is also something we should think of quite a bit. This Yomul Ahad, we went little bit to West Bank for a jalsa. Then there was some work on the, there were road works. So we had to take a detour. And the detour was a little while on a corrugated road, and it was quite hot also. And a lot of other cars were using the road. So the car was getting quite hot. So then I said, put on the aircon. So then at the same time, this thought came in my mind that if may Allah protect us all in the qabr, if it's going to be hot there, which aircon are we going to put on? There is no aircon, which remote we going to have? So a person must think of that. So that is that you, wherever we go, whether it's a bayan or anything, the concern of the akhirah, of how my maut will come, what will be in the qabr my life. Yeah, in this world we live comfortably everywhere. We've got, we are one person in a room, two people in a whole big room, in the qabr, in that small little place. And not the whole qabr also, where they put us in, then they put those planks and that. And there we're going to be alone all the time. And here is the time to prepare. So if we go even for a deeni gathering, but we are not getting that closeness of Allah Ta'ala, we are not getting that preparation of akhirah, it is an outward show, and it is just an entertainment, and very sadly, dunya's entertainment, we all understand, it's dunya's entertainment. But today, many of our deeni things also, we have just made entertainment. And if that is the case, then Hazrat says, that the person who ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, a person who attaches his heart to any and everything besides Allah Ta'ala, tere ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi, that person hasn't found your love. And if we make niyat to find the love of Allah, then inshaAllah, even if we don't reach there, Allah will, in His kindness, place us there. But the object must be, not just be an entertainment. We have jalsas, we have seminars, we have conventions, we have things. And then again, nowadays, if you see some places, the boys who are completing, all dressed like in one uniform, the same kind amama, for example, same kind kurta, all this, all just outward entertainment. Though it's mashallah, it's a hifz khatam jalsa, or it's a Bukhari Sharif khatam jalsa. But if it is more, it's just entertainment. And today our mind don't go that way. Even the muntazimeen, the administration, they also permit all this type of things, etc. And then the students, they are youngsters, they don't understand, they like all this, more and more they go into this. So this are, it's very serious times that we are living in. One person wrote, that is also now about dunya's things, about it, so to call Islamic school in another country, and now the end of the year party, and now the school itself is not in favor of the party. But the student says, now we are finished with the school, school's regulations don't apply to us. And the, what they have enlisted there, which is happening everywhere, what type of dressing the girls are going to wear, music is going to start, they got special people, photographers, the videoing, all these things, how much of harm, and all from an Islamic school, though they know more in the school now, but from there they are graduating. So all these things here, even in how many of our madrasa jalsas, how the stage is decorated, how the speakers come dressed up accordingly, especially if it's a girls' madrasa, girls have got more show, more desire to dress, etc. So all those things we must be very, very careful about. That reality to get to is true is the reality. As Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given that beautiful example, though Maulana gave it for a different thing, that the shell of a nut inside the kernel, it's called the kernel, isn't it? What is inside? That is the object, not the shell. But many of us are missing the kernel. We are just looking at the outward shell, just the entertainment. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali very beautifully gave this example for khidmat, that there are many people who want to make khidmat and who do make khidmat, but they are just there in the shell. Their object is to make khidmat, but no comfort, rahat. The object of khidmat is so that the person, you make him comfortable. So the object of the shell is not the shell, it is the kernel which is inside. But the kernel, the shell is there to protect the kernel. So just like that in deen also, today we are just looking at the outside kernel, the outside shell. And the kernel, the object which is behind it, that unfortunately, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says that the end of year jalsas of Saharanpur, there were never efforts made to get orators, lecturers who give flowery talks, who give volatile talks, who arouse the sentiments of the people, but they always, they should make effort to get Allah wala. People who will give talks, who will bring the people's hearts towards Allah. And the reality of deen, etc. So that is very, very important that we should try and realize. And that this worldly life is not our object, but akhirat's life is our object. And that is what we have to prepare for. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We'll read one little bit of this kitab here. Tarbiyat Aashiqan Khuda. The questions that were put to Hazrat and the answers Hazrat had given. This, we were reading of this before also, and it's still the same letter, which is quite a lengthy letter, and this person is writing his condition. We won't write everything, read everything in detail, we'll just give the summary. Alawa Azi, besides the other things that I've written, he says, Shirkiyat, Kufriyat, Ilhad, Bid'at, Ka Tufan, Barpa hai. Things of Shirk. People making shirk, we know today how lot, in the name of deen also. And this also we have to think that how much am I in deen? There are many people who don't miss out certain wazifas. But in that wazifas, there are words of shirk, of associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. Especially who we call the Barelvis in many of their nazams, etc. There are certain poems. And in that, there is some shirk also. So, all that, and they don't miss out reading all that. And they themselves, others regard them to be very pious. If there is anything like that in our life, any wrong aqidah, in which there is shirk, etc., kufriyat, so many things of kufr. A person, how many people allow or even encourage their children, for example, when the Hindus are celebrating their Diwali crackers, then they will buy crackers for their children also. All this, which is all against our deen totally. But all, unfortunately, these things are common also. Ilhad, disbelief, atheism, etc., which today is becoming the fundamental source of the schools, etc. also. Bid'at, all bid'at which are taking place. And bid'at doesn't just normally mean bid'at, which we refer to as bid'at. There's a bid'at. Any new thing in deen. Any new thing in deen is a bid'at. Whether it is just a certain practice or something, whether it's a certain belief or something, a new type of belief, which is all very common. So he say all these things are carrying on. Maine in halat par gaur kiya aur inke hamlo ki difa ke liye socha. This person writing, he says that I thought of all these conditions which are prevalent, and I thought of the solution to it also. Mujhe yahi mehsoos hua ki uska difa bahut hi dushwar raha. I thought and I realized that to defend and to fight against this is very hard. Unki taqatein bahut ustuwar aur munazzam hai. The non-believers, how they are making efforts in various ways. Like for example, one accord they have made now that all of us, we must unite. That whether you're a Deobandi, you're a Salafi, you're a Barelvi, you're a Qadiani, you're a Shia, well, as long as you call yourself a Muslim, we all must unite. Now they are putting it in such a light that the ordinary person will see, no, this is something good. There must be unity. And any person who will object to it, they will look at him as a bad person. And whereas, how can a person with wrong beliefs? Today, the truth has been covered up with so much of evil that you can't see the truth. The evil is so much. So all these things here, to fight them is very hard.
Maine kuch mu'tadalana usool wa maqasib murattab kiye hai.
I have prepared some principles to fight this, which are sort of fair and just, somewhere in the middle.
Agar ijazat marhamat farmaye to kuch mukhlis doston ke saath milkar is kaam ko lekar khade hone ka azam hai.
So he's asking Hazrat Shaykh that if you permit, I want to get up and to do this work here and to fight against it with some sincere friends.
Naam tanzeem aur usool maqasid pesh khidmat hai.
The name of this organization and the objects of it that I have written also down.
The different names, I won't read out all the names, but he asked for a name.
And the object of all this here, he say, Izzat-e-deen-e-khuda aur rasool ko baland karna.
So that the honor of deen must be made high, and other objectives he has written here.
That what all noble, good objectives.
Further at the end he writes a note, Hum siyasat se dur rahenge.
That we won't get involved in politics. Because politics is a very, very dirty game, a very, very shrewd game. So we won't get at all involved in politics, just this. But what is important now to see Hazrat's answer. And that I will read out, inshallah.
Ye jarasim wahi qadimi hai, jo aapke khoon mein arse se pare hue hai.
Hazrat says that these germs which are in you are old. These germs which are in you are old germs. It's a chronic disease. And they are in your blood since a long time.
Aap apni islah kare.
You are not worried of your islah. You worry about making your own islah.
اور حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کی دعوت الحق اور صیانت المسلمین کو ہر دوئی جا کر سیکھ کر کام کرے.
And how to do work,
to read the کتاب of مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, دعوت الحق and صیانت المسلمین,
which حضرت مولانا شاہ ابرار الحق صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ was teaching also, and he practiced on it also, how to make the Islam of the Ummah, what is required.
So Hazrat says, go to Hardoi and go and learn this there. And then you do your work.
ان مقاصد کے حسن ظواہر میں آپ کے حب جاہ کے قبی بواطن پنہا ہے. These objectives of yours which are outward, which are very good objectives, but they are only outward. Inside is hidden your evil and bad intentions. And what is that? That you want name and fame. And today there is a very dangerous thing also. A person thinks also, I'm making bayan so that people get Islah, but actually he's doing it for his name. Majlis also, if we are doing, we must be very careful. Whatever deen's work we are doing, what is our object actually? Is it to impress people? Is it to show our knowledge? Or is it really Islah? And really a person, when he makes bayan also, like it is famous of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that he should make his own niyat first. And he should say, the weakness I find in myself, I make bayan on that, so that my own Islah can be made. So the first thing is our own Islah. We are worried of the Islah of other people, but our own Islah.
یہ تحریک بھی اسی سیاسی جراثیم کے فضلات غیر شعوریہ ہے.
And Hazrat says that these germs are the same of that political germs. In politics, what germs they are, they have come now in the name of and in the disguise of deen they have come. And without you knowing it also. They have come into you without you realizing it also.
جن کا آپ کو ادراک نہیں ہو سکا. And you couldn't make them out. ایسے جراثیم خرد بین مرشد میں نظر آتے ہیں.
These germs, in the microscope of the sheikh, he can see this. You can't see it yourself. What is your own, whether you have got sugar, whether you got high blood, you can't see it yourself. You'll have to get to a doctor, your machine, they will test your blood, etc. They will test your high blood, then you will know. Yourself, you won't know.
ان چند آخری صفحات میں جو کچھ آپ نے لکھا ہے,
in the last few pages of this letter of yours which you have written,
آپ کے حب جاہ کی بیماری دوبارہ حملہ کی علامت ہے.
That your desire for fame, name and fame, in the name of deen. So Allah save us all. Really it's a very serious thing which we don't think about. We have happy ourselves, I'm making imamat, for example, I'm teaching in a madrasa, I'm a sheikh, I'm making majlis, but why actually are you doing it? Is it for your name and fame, or is it for just to earn a livelihood, or is it really the pleasure of Allah? And if it is, then you'll worry of your own Islah, you'll worry of your own life.
حَفَظَنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِن شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا.
May Allah tabaraka ta'ala protect us from the evils of ourselves. There are so many evils within ourselves which we ourselves are not even aware of.
احکر اند الملاقات دلیل بھی اس کی پیش کرے گا.
حضرت says, when we meet, I will present my proof also to you.
فی الحال, at the moment, بدون دلیل تسلیم کا امتحان کرتا ہوں.
At the moment, without presenting the proof of this, I am testing you whether you are going to be, whether you are really a murid and you are going to be listening to me or what. I test you that without proof, and that is really who a murid is, that he doesn't want proof. He, whatever the sheikh says, he accepts it wholeheartedly. So Hazrat says, I will be checking you. Anyway, this is a serious matter for all of us. That we must be very, very concerned. And the treatment for it is that a person must refresh his niyat always and make tawbah istighfar always and be very, very careful that what is the object of my writing a kitab, my making a bayan, what is the object really? Is it really, the first thing must be our own islah, to correct our own lives, our intention, our akhlaq, our character. How much are we worried about this, and how much are we worried about other people? May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Maulana Ibrahim Timon.
Ya Maulana Ibrahim Timon. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن، إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. وحضرت Dhamma al-Barakatuh mentions that the best bayanat are those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that is the Qur'an al-Kareem. So, هذا بيان للناس بينات من الهدى. So, in the last ruku of Surah al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned some of the adab of da'wat, the object of da'wat, and some advices regarding the methodology of da'wat. And what I will mention now is, in my humble way, from the teaching of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayh. Hazrat explained it very beautifully, that in the beginning of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the sifat, the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That in Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita lillahi hanifa. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one individual was like a whole nation. That is, he had the qualities that are found in a nation. Qanitan, he was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submissive. Lillahi hanifa, and his full focus and attention was on one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not among those who make shirk. شَاكِرَ لِأَنْأُمِهِ, he was grateful, he had the quality of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties. اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, for the praises of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ثُمَّ وَحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells sallallahu alayhi wasalam that you should follow the way of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Again, the fact that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does not make shirk is repeated. His full attention is to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no share in his efforts for any ghayrullah. Full sincerity, with full sincerity he carried out his mission. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions about this da'wat itself. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika, give da'wat to the path of your Rabb. So one form of da'wat, maybe the highest form of da'wat, is to speak of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. And that's which we should be doing to get the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into our hearts. But here Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned something to this effect, that here this is an open da'wat, a general da'wat. اُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ, give da'wat to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Manana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi explains that Sabil is a path, is a road, and it takes a person to their destination. Our Hazrat Dhamma al-Barakatum always gives examples of this, of the road, and what is the objective itself, the destination, the maqsad. So anything that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this we can also give da'wah to, we should give da'wah to. Udu ila sabili rabbika. Once one of Hazrat's Khulafa mentioned that Hazrat does not leave any opportunity to give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he mentioned, if I remember correctly, he says that even if sometimes Hazrat Dhamma al-Barakatuh, example, if he is passing through a toll and the person may be a non-Muslim person, there's a little while there. So Hazrat will ask the person that, is your mother living? And the person says yes, and Hazrat will say that make khidmat of her, respect her, serve her. So if you look at this, it's also a form of da'wah, a very great form of da'wah, that you have the little time there, and this person will think that this is a Muslim person, and this person is concerned about my mother, something which I myself, I don't really worry, I'm not really concerned about. And this person here who's a Muslim is concerned about it. As I mentioned, that was Maulana Qasim Ibn Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Ali. This was his habit. Similarly, once Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his bayans, he mentioned that a youngster may be playing with
the other friends, and while they are playing, or we may be also with some of our friends, and the azan happens to go. If we tell people directly sometimes, they come for salam, or let's go for salam, and they don't come, we're instructing them, then it's as if like, it's worse, the seriousness of the matter becomes more, because they are now disobeying you openly. We're telling them come for salah, and they're not coming. And some people sometimes pass certain remarks which may be detrimental for them. So one is that we go quietly, but we have a responsibility also that we have to invite people towards salah, invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana Rahmatullahi then mentioned that a very easy way is to tell the people or your friends that I am going for salah. So excuse me, I am going for, it's time for salah, I am going for salah. So you're not instructing them to come for salah, and you're not making them deny you the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time the da'wah, the message is going to them that it is time for salah. Then بِحِكْمَةِ وَالْمُوَعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ with wisdom, وَجَادِنُمْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us the way to draw the line, because sometimes when we give da'wah and people don't accept and we become despondent, we don't see the results and we become despondent. So here we have to draw the line, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who is going to get hidayat and who is going to go astray. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also mentioned, Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that in our da'wah we should not be overcome by our emotions. We should not become so emotional and have so much of compassion that it overpowers us. And then when people don't respond, we become depressed. And at the same time, our da'wah should not be void or devoid of compassion. There should be some fikr for the ummah, fikr for ourselves, worry and concern. Because if there is no compassion in our talks, in within us, then the desired effect will not be found. And eventually, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the object that إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people that have taqwa and a quality of ihsan. So by means of giving da'wah, by means of making effort for deen, this sifat of taqwa and ihsan will develop within us, and then through the qualities of sifat, the sifat of ihsan and taqwa, we will get the ma'iyat, the togetherness and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد one of the أعمال one of our وظيفة daily to make توبة and استغفار and every one of us الله تعالى says in the Quran وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون O believers, every one of you have to make توبة, you all have to make استغفار, you all have to ask الله تعالى for forgiveness, and we have to realize in ourselves that we are weak, we've got weaknesses and faults, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى has promised great rewards and virtues to a person who is making istighfar, looking back at his life, ya Allah, full of faults and weaknesses, and making tawbah, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kitabun uhkimat ayatu. Allah has sent the Quran Sharif down. And Allah has given great explanation and detail. And the object of the Quran is three things. Allah ta'budu illallah. The first thing, to become servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anistaghfiru rabbakum, to make istighfar. Wherever, whatever level we are, we are full in sense, we have to make istighfar. We are fully in ibadat also, we have to make istighfar. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, at night, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا هَجَوْنَ. Very little, but they made, they slept at night, but وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the time of Sari, they started making istighfar. Normally, whenever we speak about tawbah istighfar, we only think about the sinners. That you are sinner, you have made zina, you have made this, you must make istighfar. We have to make istighfar for our ibadat, our good actions. Hajim Dadullah Muhajim Makki Rahmatullah used to say, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. A person who makes tawbah, Allah will change his evil qualities into good qualities. He said, our evil qualities are our ibadat. He said, our ibadat is so weak, it's actually a guna. And we must make tawbah and istighfar for the day. It's obviously not a guna, it's a great ibadat. But he said, this is how we must feel. He said, Allah, I have not fulfilled your haqq, I have not fulfilled your right. So a person must make tawbah and istighfar. Istighfar, ya Allah, whatever I have done now is not good enough. And tawbah, ya Allah, in future I want to change, I want to become a better person. And this has to be a continuous effort, not one time, but after every ibadat, after every action. Allah says the Quran we send down,
أن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Make استغفار توبة. يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى. Till the time of your death, Allah will give you an enjoyable life. People want enjoyment in this life, and Allah will give them this. وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ. And in the year after, person of fazilat and virtue, according to his rank, Allah will give that person great abundance. So this action of tawbah and istighfar, Allah has promised many, many great virtues. We know now the rains, there are so much problems, we are all worried. But many, many virtues Allah has mentioned regarding istighfar. So this must be a common, continuous practice within ourselves. Always a person is making istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that I make istighfar 100 times a day. In certain gatherings, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be sitting. After finishing the gathering, he gave a bayan. 70 times he would make istighfar, asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So whatever we are doing, khidmat of deen, we are coming for the majlis also. After the action, we should have nadamat and sorrow within ourselves. Ya Allah, I am very, very weak. And by means of this year, as a person has this quality of istighfar, Ya Allah, I have not fulfilled this command of yours properly. And Ya Allah, my intention is tubu. I want to change. Rujo, come back to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to become better. This is how a person will progress. And he continues progressing in this way. He becomes beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make tawbah in great abundance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself firstly, and all of us, our daily ma'amulat is to make istighfar 100 times. But not just to make istighfar, the 100 times is the wording, but for a person to ponder and think that, Ya Allah, I'm very, very weak. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, hide my faults, conceal my faults. I've got so many weaknesses. When a person with the feeling and dard in his heart, he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels that sorrow, then inshallah a person will go very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself first and all of us tawfiq.
إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان میں سبحان اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریوں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
The zikr also we must consider whether we're doing just for entertainment, just to feel nice, or whether our hearts get connected to Allah Ta'ala. And the wording and the, even just illallah, that we are we connecting to Allah, or are we doing it just for entertainment? Very important to consider this, whether we are just making ourselves happy, or whether deen is actually coming into our lives, inshallah.
Actually, اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اسقنا، اللهم اسقنا، اللهم اسقنا، اللهم أغثنا، اللهم أغثنا، اللهم أغثنا، اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا مريئا، هنيئا غير عاجلا غير عاجل، نافعا غير ضار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.